Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 15th, 2019. I'm Rich Giropolino. Not the best day to be an executive named Chris at Facebook. The company announced Chief Product Officer Chris Cox and VP of WhatsApp Chris Daniels are both leaving the company. Well, Cathcart will replace Daniels with no immediate successor announced for Cox. Going forward, Instagram VP Adam Mosseri, Messenger's VP Stan Chudnovsky, and Cathcart will report directly to CEO Mark Zuckerberg. The New York Times reports that, according to sources, Daniels handed in his resignation months ago after concerns about Zuckerberg's plan to unify Facebook's messaging services would ultimately hurt WhatsApp's success. Cox reportedly tendered his resignation on Monday over similar frustrations with the unified messaging strategy, although in the announcement, Facebook said he had been looking for new opportunities since 2016. Tesla CEO Elon Musk unveiled the company's crossover SUV, the Model Y, at an event on Thursday. The Model Y will begin production in fall 2020 with a base price of $47,000 for a long-range model offering 300 miles of range, 130-mile-per-hour top speed, and a 0-60 time of 5.5 seconds, going up to a dual-motor performance model starting at $60,000. A standard range model with 230 miles of range will go into production in spring 2021, starting at $39,000. The vehicle is built on the Model 3 chassis, featuring a similar minimal interior design, optional autopilot safety systems, and seats up to 7 based on options. The Tokyo District Court found former Mt. Gox head Mark Karpales guilty of data manipulation, but not guilty of embezzling 341 million yen belonging to customers. The court found Karpales transferred $33.5 million to a Dallas-based Bitcoin exchange-owned bank account in multiple transactions across 2013 and manipulated records to hide the transactions. The guilty verdict was not based on the transfer of funds, but rather that he acted against the company's interest and exceeded his authority in hiding the transactions. The court said embezzlement charges could not be proved as Mt. Gox did not have a proper accounting system in place when executives borrowed money from the company. Reuters reports that, according to sources, Uber will file its S-1 public disclosure in April to start the process of going public. The company is reportedly seeking a valuation as high as $120 billion in the IPO. In comparison, Lyft is seeking a valuation of $20 to $25 billion in its upcoming IPO. A source also tells Reuters that Google will likely receive the third of its three major antitrust fines in the EU next week. The case involves allegations that Google prevented third parties from using AdSense to place search ads for products that compete with Google's. Google has changed its policy since the investigation began. Last year, the EU fined Google 4.34 billion euros for abuse of its dominance of its Android operating system, and in 2017, the EU fined Google 2.4 billion euros for blocking rivals of shopping comparison websites. Google is appealing both rulings. Alex Heath at Cheddar reports that Snap plans to announce a mobile gaming platform to developers on April 4th. Dubbed Project Cognac, the platform will feature games from outside developers designed to work within the Snapchat app. As part of the gaming push, the company acquired both the Australian studio Pretty Great for $8.6 million and the British browser-based game engine startup PlayCanvas in 2018. Microsoft announced a cross-platform mobile SDK for game developers to let them bring Xbox Live functions to games on Android and iOS. Achievements, game score, hero stats, friends list, clubs, and even some family settings will be available. Developers who implement Xbox Live into mobile games can choose which parts to implement, though a Microsoft account login would be required from the user. Facebook announced it's using new AI-based technology to detect revenge porn on Facebook and Instagram before it's actually reported. The AI will look for near-nude images and videos shared without permission, which is then reviewed by Facebook's community operations team. The team can remove content and disable accounts from sharing intimate content without permission going forward. The company also launched a hub called Not Without My Consent in its safety center to connect victims of revenge porn with support organizations, as well as provide resources to remove and proactively fingerprint intimate images so they cannot be posted. The hub is being developed in partnership with the UK's Revenge Porn Helpline, the Cyber Civil Rights Initiative, and organizations and experts from Pakistan, Brazil, and South Korea. And finally, Apple issued a public response to Spotify's complaint against App Store rules to the European Commission. Apple claims Spotify is seeking to gain the benefits of Apple's ecosystem, including secure payments, downloads, and software tools, without contributing in kind. In the statement, Apple points out that the company only takes a 30% cut of annual digital subscriptions for 1 year, after which the rate drops to 15%, and that the majority of Spotify users use the company's free ad-supported tier, which doesn't generate any revenue for Apple. The company claims it has approved nearly 200 app updates from Spotify, only requesting changes to the app when it tried to sidestep App Store rules. I'm sure this won't get uglier before it gets resolved. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all the headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.